type creature, deception from another world and from outer space, could potentially be what would unite all of the religions in this delusion.
It sounds kind of spacey from a humorous point of view. You know, aliens are kind of spacey characters, but it would look like a person that is a human that might claim residence from another world, but we have in the Bible the scripture that talks about supernatural powers that the Antichrist would have. It's something to entertain the idea that that might happen, but the concern is about the false Messiah would promote that we all worship the same God. We've heard that from the president of Israel yesterday, and the rival speech with President Trump. But we've also heard it from President Bush that has said that we worship the same God. Very clearly, it's not true. The Islamic version, their version of God being Allah, is not the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know from the Bible that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a holy God, and whereas Allah is not holy, yeah, in the sense of accepting people into heaven based upon their good works outweigh their bad, but a holy God does not accept any imperfection. Mm-hmm. Nothing impure or defiled can enter into the holy place, which is his abode.
So you see this all being, all these religions being merged together into some unholy mess of which the Antichrist would potentially play God and be the head of.
Well, we know from scripture he sets himself up in the temple, which hasn't been built yet, but in the temple that will be built, sets himself up to be worshipped as God.
I understand that you've spoken to some of the people who are involved with the Third Temple. Can you talk about that?
Rabbi Richman. Rabbi Richman was the director of the Temple Institute that I had an interview with here just 2 years ago, at the same time that this re-election of Prime Minister was happening. He said that they have all the things in place to build a temple now. They're waiting for that sign